God's love for you is unconditional. The power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the name of Jesus Christ cannot be defeated. There are certain things that people reject about Jesus because they want to stay comfortable in some stuff that they're in and it doesn't help them grow. Others might struggle in these areas and they don't know how to let go. They don't know how to go to God because it's something that they may have done. And it might seem harmless, but please know that the love of God is for everyone. And no matter what you have done, God loves you. His love for you is unconditional. Don't allow yourself or anyone else to convince you that because of what you've done, you cannot go to him. That is a lie. Be comfortable with knowing that he is always there for you. Be confident in knowing that his love for you is unconditional. Let's go to the word. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated his love for me, and that while I was still a sinner, Christ died for me. 1 John 1:7-9. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleansed us from our sins. That was paraphrased. Ephesians 1:7-10, also paraphrased. In him, we have redemption through his blood, which paid the penalty for our sin and resulted in the forgiveness and complete pardon of our sin. Remember, God's love for you is unconditional. There is nothing that you can do where he says, I don't want you. You are welcome. The Lord welcomes you. Jesus laid down his life to make that happen for you. I don't care what you've done in your life. I don't care what you're doing right now. I don't care how many bridges you burnt, how many people you stabbed in the back, how many things you've done, or you're the victim of all of it. Whatever your situation may be, God loves you.